son. Oh, dear. He can't hear us,
whispered Mother Yar, as she wiped a tear from the corner of her huge, luminous eye. They watched in silence as their son disappeared up into the clouds and was gone. The following day, as the Razak sun was just breaking over the low blue hills on the horizon, the Yar scouts prepared for battle. They would depart one at a time and attack the Quotile. A cheer rose up from the crowd as Yar Scout number one took off. With a loud buzzing sound, he soared off into the morning sky. Up and up he flew, through the thin atmosphere and out into the endless darkness of space. Up ahead, glowing in a rainbow of glorious colors, he could see the neutral zone. He flew inside the zone and paused for a moment. Off to his left, on the moon of Ep, he could see his target. There, protected by the constantly shifting red shield, waited the Quotile. Fearlessly, he began the attack. He raced down through space and began firing energy missiles at the shield. As they struck their target, chunks of the shield began to vaporize and disappear. The Yar scout had dissolved a large hole in the shield when suddenly, without warning, a destroyer missile roared towards him. He tried desperately to fly out of the path of the deadly projectile, but it was too late. The missile struck him in a direct hit, and in an instant, he was vaporized into nothingness. In the fraction of a second before his destruction, he glanced down at the Quotile shield and saw that his death had not been in vain. He had succeeded in puncturing a large hole in the shield. This would make Scout Number Two's job a little easier. With the knowledge of a job well done, he was content, and his last moment was a happy one. Scout Number Two had watched helplessly as his friend had been shot down. He was much more cautious as he flew through the neutral zone and dive-bombed towards the Quotile shield. He fired a barrage of energy missiles, and soon he shot and devoured a gaping hole in the Quotile shield. Suddenly, out of the corner of his oversized eye, he saw a destroyer missile thundering towards him. In an instant, he retreated back into the safety of the neutral zone. As he gazed down through the hole he had made in the shield, he saw an amazing sight. The Quotile was changing colors rapidly. Then, faster than the beating of a wing, the Quotile was transformed into a swirl. The swirl rocketed off into space and headed straight toward Scout Number Two, deep inside the neutral zone. The Yar scout tried to dodge the swirl, but it struck him, and he too perished. But not before he had inflicted grave damage to the shield. Each scout's work made the job of the next warrior that much easier, and so the ultimate sacrifice seemed worth the price.